Good Tuesday morning, church. This morning we are looking at Psalm 56. In today's reading, the psalm writer says that his trust is in God and it's greater than his fear, and he expresses confidence in God's protection. And again, the God-saving word for today is prayer, and today's scripture is a prayer of trust in God. Psalm 56, be merciful to me, O God, because I'm under attack. My enemies persecute me all the time. All day long my opponents attack me. There are so many who fight against me. When I am afraid, O Lord Almighty, I put my trust in you. I trust in God and am not afraid. I praise him for what he has promised. What can a mere human do to me? My enemies make trouble for me all day long. They are always thinking of some way to hurt me. They gather in hiding places and watch everything I do, hoping to kill me. Punish them, O God, for their evil. Defeat those people in your anger. You know how troubled I am. You have kept a record of my tears. Aren't they listed in your book? The day I call to you, my enemies will be turned back. I know this. God is on my side. The Lord, whose promises I praise, in him I trust, and I will not be afraid. What can a mere human do to me? O God, I will offer you what I have promised. I will give you my offering of thanksgiving because you have rescued me from death and kept me from defeat. And so I walk in the presence of God in the light that shines on the living. And today's key verse is Psalm 56, verse 13. I walk in the presence of God in the light that shines on the living. And again, we all find ourselves so many times in the situation where it just seems that everybody is against us, that the whole world has turned against us. And one of the things that we have to deal with, especially in our older age, is that our friends get caught up in their own personal health problems. Perhaps our families who are younger than us, they have their own activities that they are interested in. And it seems that the people that meant the most to us in our lives are gone or otherwise occupied. But as the psalmist said, we are never alone. And when we decide to put our trust in God, we do walk in the presence of God, in the light that shines on the living. Let's pray. Loving and merciful God, I offer you my humble heart and place my trust in you. I know that you are on my side. Order my steps this day so that I might walk in the light of your presence. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this morning to a close. And I pray every good blessing on you and on those that you love, especially during this holy week. And again, keep your eyes open for the answer to those prayers, because God's answer is right around the corner.